flesh back your brain, zombie. Catch it back and hold it.
Chris and Fresh, y'all. This is Low Tech Mystic. And you're listening to another hot and fresh daily twat. Today, on this twat, I'm going to talk about Yapple. So, what is Yapple, you ask? Is this some sweet and fruity drink made from the nectar of a southern Polynesian fruit? Well, no. But it is pretty sweet. What Yapple is, it's a web database of payphones, their telephone numbers, locations, type, condition, and maybe even a picture. And it's all done, it's all done by Black Ratchet. You can read Black Ratchet's description of what Yapple is yourself by going over to yapple.org. That's YAPL.org. Or also Yankee Alpha Papa Lima dot Oscar Romeo Golf. Okay, so why should you take part in the madness that is Yapple? And why list payphones? Well, the first and most obvious answer to this question is it's fun. And it also has potential to be educational or maybe even helpful. So, you know, add a little spice to your life. That spice would be Yapple, you know. So, if you have a daily commute, say you've got to drive, you know, maybe 20 minutes, maybe an hour every day. You know, a lot of people, they listen to these podcasts in their daily commute. So, you know, if you've got a daily commute, you know, you're going to have to go the same route every day, or maybe a variation on different routes. So, but every day you go, you've got to stop and get gas somewhere, or, you know, all along the way you're passing payphones. So you could add a little spice to your life, and every day, you know, along this commute, stop somewhere at a different payphone, and add a payphone a day, you know, just a little something fun to do, you know, and kind of feel like a secret agent, you know, tracking payphones. Anyway, so, but yeah, so you're looking at this Yapple stuff, and it looks kind of neat. Yeah, you know, why not add a little spice to life? Let's sign up with this Yapple and start adding payphones. So, well, you know, before we can add payphones, we need to join the madness that is Yapple, and we need to become a user. So the easiest way to become a user is going over to yapple.org, and if we scroll down on the left-hand side of the page, it's got a part there to log in with the username and password, and right under that it's got new user. We'll go ahead and click on new user. It's going to take you to a page, and you've got six blanks to fill out. Fill those in, and boom, done. You're a user. So it's just your username, a password, a private email, a public email. If you want other people to even have an email, you don't have to put that in. There's an option to receive notices on when the site is updated or when phones that you've entered are updated, and your location if you want. So it's quick and easy, and boom. With that, you are a member of Yapple, and you can start submitting phones. So, I'm sitting around here. I need to get some cigarettes. So, let's go down to the store, get some cigarettes, and tag the payphone at the gas station. See how this works? It's just not so much fun. So, let's go get some payphones.
Won't you come to?
Okay, well, so we're going to go add some phones to Yapple. Well, what all is involved in adding a phone to Yapple? Well, I myself like to carry a small notebook with me. Maybe even, perhaps, even if not a notebook, a scratch piece of paper with my Apple information on it. If you are a dude who likes to carry your wallet with you, you know, you can write all the Apple information down in your wallet so it's always with you. But there's a few things we need to keep in mind that we need to be prepared to obtain when we're going to add this phone into the database. So, of course, the first and most obvious thing that we'll need is a telephone number. If the telephone number is not on the payphone itself, there are ways of getting the payphone's telephone number, so do not fret. We will also need to get the address, or if not the exact address, you can just put in a location of the payphone. And we'll need the city, the state, the zip, the carrier of the payphone, the long distance carrier, whether or not this payphone can accept incoming phone calls, the type of coin signaling that it uses, and also the condition of the payphone, whether it's working, not working at all, broken, in repair. However, you also have the option to be the caretaker of a phone. So if this is a payphone that you would pass on a like daily commute or something like that, if you're like me and you live in a rural part of the country, you know, and so every so often, maybe once every other week or something like that, you go up into the big city and go to the big city stores, well, you know, you can get a couple payphones. You know, if it's somewhere you're going to frequent, you know, you could be a caretaker of these phones. So every time, you know, every so often, make a stop by the phone, see if it still works, if anything's changed with it, and if it hasn't, you can update the database. It'll be all fun. You also have the option of taking a picture of the phone and uploading that picture to the payphone. So any more digital cameras are so small, cheap, and abundant in the market that everybody should have a little digital camera, maybe even if it's not the greatest quality, just to keep with you, you know, all the time. You know, a small digital camera that always fits in the, you know, your back pocket or something, you know, that won't be important if you lose it or smash it or drop it or however. Just because, you know, you never know what'll happen and just how handy it could be to have a picture of just what the hell just went down. So, you know, keep that in mind. And there's also an option, a place to put in some notes about your payphone. So if the payphone's in an odd location or something neat, a little different about the payphone than other payphones you've seen, put that in there. But with all this, this is just a little bit of information we need, and we can start adding all this stuff into the Yapple database and be our own Yapple payphone hooligan. I guess. Alright, but we're gonna go get a payphone and add that to the database.
Won't you leave me alone? Leave me alone, answer the phone. Leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. Answer my phone, answer my phone, answer my phone, answer my phone. Leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone.
Okay, so we found the payphone, and we've jotted down our information, and so the only thing missing now is we don't know the telephone number because it's not on the payphone. So what we're going to do is we have two ways of getting the telephone's number. The first way is we're going to call an 800 number, which is 1-800-444-4444. Okay, and with that, we've learned the phone's telephone number. But say for some reason you don't have a piece of paper with you, or you're just passing through some random area, and you just happen to find a neat payphone or a payphone in a neat location, well, there's another phone number we can call. We can call Black Ratchet to set up a phone number for the Yapple database. And what this will do is you will call the number, and you'll listen to the recording, and it will give you a number. All you have to do is remember this number. Right now, they're on three-digit numbers. So, hopefully by the time you're listening to this, they've moved up to four digits. But either way, they'll give you a little number, and when we get back to the computer, we'll find out what to do with that number. The YAFL database phone number is 1-888-516-1397. We're going to go ahead and dial that. Awesome. And with that, my friends, we have submitted our number to the YAFL. But also, one last thing, since we did get the number earlier from our 1-800-444-4444 number, we're going to go ahead and dial it since I have my cell phone with me, and let's see if it accepts incoming phone calls. So, hold your breath. Drum roll, please. Dialing. Hello. Awesome. So we have accepted incoming phone calls. Now we're going to snap a picture and return to the house to finish the last part of the YAFL database fun. Okay, guys, we're back at the house, and we're going to add our phone to the YAFL database. Now, there's a couple ways we can go about doing this, but the first, what we've got to do is we've got to open up our web browser, and we're going to go to YAFL.org, and then we're going to go to log in using our newly created username and password that we just made earlier before we went and made our phone calls. So, and after we log in here, we can see that the user menu pops up here, and we've got a different, the box has changed now. So instead of asking us for a username and password, it's going to let us know how many phones we have in the database, how many phones were the caretaker of, how many issues you have with these phones, how many phones are waiting for moderation. Because they have to approve your phone before, you know, they're just not going to keep the database clean, you know. And it also, the very last thing, it says that there are currently X amount of phones in the syndication database. Okay, now, when it comes to adding a new phone, we can click on Add a Phone, obviously. But if we dial the YAFL's 1-888-516-1397 number, like we did at the last payphone, it gave us a syndication database number, which ours was 851. So if we click on the link for the syndication database in the user menu, it'll pop up with the current clearinghouse database. And boom, there I see 851, and I can click on the number, and it's going to pop up with some of the information there already filled out for me, mainly the city, state, and the phone number, which is pretty cool. So I'm going to go ahead and fill out the rest of the information here. Now that I've got all the information submitted, I've got my picture, and I'm going to add to the main database. And upon approval, my phone shall be listed in the YAFL database for all to enjoy. And I shall continue to do this, and I invite everyone else out there in a twat radio land to check out YAFL.org. and see what you think about this. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode, and stay tuned for tomorrow for another fresh episode of TWAT. I want to give thanks to Petrillo for making sure that we get a fresh new TWAT every day. That's an awesome thing to do. So everybody, check out Black Ratchet's site, yapple.org. And until tomorrow, this has been a Tango Whiskey Alpha Tango.
I don't mind you coming here and tying up my line, 'cause when you're boxing oh so near, I hear the tones just fine. It's not the hard hat that you wear, the twisted copper in your hair. I don't mind you coming here and tying up my line. I don't mind you whispering off and boxing the class three. It doesn't matter where you called, as long as it was free. Yeah, you always knew your coat so well, and you root so fancy, I can tell. I don't mind you whispering off and boxing the class three. I guess you're not just a freak kid, you've got math skills I can see. I guess you're not just a freak kid, you die with lightning speed. I don't mind you coming here and tying up my line, 'cause when you're boxing oh so near, I hear the tones just fine. Yeah, it's not the hard hat that you wear, the twisted copper in your hair. I don't mind you coming here and tying up my line. I guess you're not just a freak kid, you've got math skills I can see. I guess you're not just a freak kid, you die with lightning speed. I guess you're not just a freak kid, you've got math skills I can see. I guess you're not just a freak kid, you die with lightning speed. Yeah, so baby, you're not just every kid. You're not just every kid. You're not just every kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.